One of the challenges for kids like Jackson as they acquire new vocabulary is learning how to navigate through systems to locate language concepts. Traditionally, we've been very aware of that problem as a field, and what we've tended to do is either not prescribe dynamic display systems for very young children, instead just simply prescribing simple digitized systems with fixed displays so that kids don't have to move through various concepts, or we simply reduce the number of items available to the children. And of course the problem with that is that we've artificially capped their language development or limited it simply because it's difficult to navigate through the system. So what we've been recommending in our current research is that we not hold back language development, but rather that we try to reduce the navigational demands. And we do that in a couple of ways. One, by trying to use appropriate designs to help kids learn how to navigate through the systems, but by the same token, as we start with children, to allow partners to scaffold and help them find the right page. So rather than waiting for kids to be able to use menus or to be able to use forward and back arrows, we'll simply help them find the pages that they need initially. So in the first tapes when you saw Jackson reading Brown Bear, Brown Bear, he wasn't responsible for turning all the pages. Others would help him in that process and finding the part of the system that he wanted to use. Later, he's going to learn how to do that himself.